necessary, no way. We can even enlist them.
在过去的很多年里，我们教会里很多人的生命都因为神的大能而改变。
And so out of that reason, I really feel very unworthy today to stand in front of you to even preach a sermon.
那么因为神在我们生命中啊做了那么多的事工，我现在就觉得好像不止啊没有那个能力来告诉大家神的大能。
Because if it were not for God of Almighty, who has the only power to change lives, how can we as a human being use mere words to change lives?
如果没有神的大能在我们生命中的作为，我们作为人没法用词语来表达我们的感谢。
There is absolutely no way that human being by his own ability can convey the true message and the real depth of his love for any one individual life. It is only by the word of God, his own word, that can truly convey to you how much he has loved you and how muchHe could change your life for the good.
作为人，我们没办法用言语来表达神他的大能，他的大爱。只有神他自己的言语才能够表达其中。
But for the sake of help or some kind of inspiration today, I'm going to share with you just a few verses from the very word of God to see how His plan can be understood in our lives.
那么我今天呢想跟大家分享一些章节关于神他在我们的生命中是怎样子作为的。
I'll begin by inviting you to open to the book of Isaiah chapter 60 and focusing on just one verse, the verse number 21.
那么我们放到我们的圣经以赛亚书第六十章啊，其中一个章节那就是第二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 60 verse 21It reads, Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor.
以赛亚书第六十章二十一节这么说，你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业，是我种的栽子，我手的工作，使我的荣耀。
Again, I'm going to read this because it's very important that this is just a concluding remark of the whole chapter of 60 and vision that God gave us as a church to see the fruition of His vision for us in this building.
我再把这一章节啊这个节读一下，因为这一节呢，它是概括了神在我们这个教会怎么施展他的大能，让我们得到这个殿所。
It reads, "Then will all your people be righteous." And they will possess the land forever.
你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业，使我种的栽子，我手的工作，使我的荣耀。
They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor.
使我种的栽子，我手的工作，使我的荣耀。
Anytime when you see the word if or then, you always look for the conditions which leads to the conclusion of what it says here.
那么每当我们看到因为所以呢，我们都会想到是什么原因导致这样的结果。
It has been a long way for this church to have gone in the last 15 years to this day and experienced God in a very special, unique and personal way.
那么在我们这个教会成长了十五年来，我们经历了很多独特的方式经历神的大爱和大能。
And throughout the chapter 60 of Isaiah, there are many promises, many assurances, many word of God that conveys his love for the remnant people, the people of Israel, which in today's terms is the people of God, of his plan for themIn the end.
那么在整个这个以赛亚书的章节里面呢，都是神怎样子爱他的民，爱锡安，也就是啊，我们这个基督徒。
And as it relates to us today, I want to just focus on that three sentences on the second part of it, that we as the people of God are the shoot that He, God, has planted, the work of His hands, and the displayed for his splendor.
那么总结整个章节呢，那么最重要的就是这一节啊，就是告诉我们，我们居民都是义人，永远得地，是我们种的栽子，我手的工作使我得荣耀。
You see, there are many reasons for any one church to have a building.
那么并不是每个教会都有原因去建一个堂。
But there is no reason that is good enough to build until indeed it is God's vision to build.
那么只有当神把这个意象转给我们世人的时候，我们才找到那个原因，为什么要建我们自己的堂。
Let's look at some of the reasons that why sometimes many churches can have buildings. And you can find it in Psalm chapter 27, verse 4 and 5. The purpose of building, as it says, is one thing I ask the Lord, that this is what I see, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the days of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacles and set me high on the rock.
那么我们看一下，在这个圣经中间有哪些章节提到我们建堂的目的呢？那么其中提到，就是在诗篇第27章第4节和第5节，他这么说：有一件事我曾向耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，仰望他的荣善，在他的殿里垂问，因为我遭遇患难的时候，他必暗暗地保守我，在他的亭子里把我藏在他的帐幕里隐秘处，将我高举在殿上。
In other words, it is a dwelling place where we can be close to the Lord and to enjoy His beauty and His power, and when we are in trouble, He is our shelter.
那么是在神的宫殿里面，当我们遇到患难的时候呢，我们才有隐蔽。
There is also other purposes, as you will find in Psalm 48, 9 through 14, and I will just pick up the key verses here for the sake of time. That in verse 9 it says, within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. And then going on to the 13th verse, it says, that consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. In other words, a church, a place that is central to the theme of God's people to worship Him. And that it's a place where we can keep on telling our next generations about His goodness and His mercy in our lives, because it's a physical remembrance.
那么在诗篇第48章第9节和13节呢，也提到这个建堂的目的。那么他说，神啊，我们在你的殿里想念你的慈爱。然后在第13节他继续说，细看这个宫殿的外阁，查看他的宫殿，为了传说，为了把这个宫殿传说到后代。那么建堂呢，是为了不仅仅是为了这个建筑本身，而是为了我们对神的崇拜。
But you know, even with this, it's not all about building. If you would then turn to now page, actually, Second Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14.Page 717 on the bilinguals, if you have one. Second Chronicles 6.
那么啊，我们还可以从圣经中间的历代志下六章第18节找到神为什么要让我们建这个堂。
Like I said, there are many good reasons for any one church to build a church building.
那么正如我刚才说到的，并不是每个教会呢都有很多原因建堂。
And you can find a prototype of the church building in this book and in this time when Solomon built the temple for the Lord.
我们也看从所罗门他为神建堂的事件中呢找到原因。
And for the same purpose as we do today, that he was giving a prayer of dedication unto the Lord as to the purpose of the Lord's temple.
那么他也是所罗门呢，也是把这个堂呢奉献给神。
And here on 18 it says, But will God really dwell on earth with man? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built.
那么在历代志下第六章第十八节 也提到，他说神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看哪、啊、天和天上的天尚且不是你居住的，何况我建的这个殿呢？
There is no way that any one physical building can contain God.
那么在这个世上没有任何一个殿堂它可以容纳神本身。
And when God promised Solomon to build the temple, he said, I'm going to put my name there so that the generations down the road, people would know that he is the Lord.
那么当神让所罗门修建这个堂的时候，他告诉所罗门，我要把我的名放在这个堂上，所以世世代代都知道这个堂是我的。
And if you read a little further, you will see a little more purpose of the building that he wants Solomon to build. In verse 21, it says,Hear the supplications of your servants and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive.
那么继续在第二十节，他还提到建堂的目的。他说，你仆人和你以色列民向此处祈祷的时候，求你从天上你的居所垂听，然后赦免我们这些罪人。
When we pray towards this place, when we have a central place to worship and to remember the goodness and the mercy of our God, when we think of the things and challenges and the prayers in our lives, when we pray towards this place, we ask that God will forgive.
当我们向神祈祷，宽恕我们，祝福我们，保守我们的时候，我们都是面向神。
Many of us as believers should be able to easily tell you of those seekers that we are just as sinful as you are. We by human nature are sinners.
那么即使我们基督徒也知道我们都人是罪人。
Yet those that believe in God has an avenue, has a place to go, has a tool that we can use, that we can constantly go to the Lord and say, I'm sorry, I have done this wrong, I have failed you, I have fallen short of your glory, and yet I know you will forgive. When we pray to this place, when we seek his heart, when we open ourselves unto him and seek his forgiveness.
但是虽然作为人本身我们是罪人，但是作为基督徒呢，我们有一个地方，我们有一个去处，我们有一个神，我们可以去寻求庇护，寻求帮助，去祷告，求神宽恕我们，爱我们。
Not any single man can forgive the sins of others.
并不是每一个人都可以宽恕别人的罪。
But God alone can forgive sins.
但是只有神本身他能够宽恕我们。
You know why? Because God loved you.
知道为什么吗？因为神他爱世人。
You are the work of his hands.
你是神他的工作。
In fact, when I look at you, each and every one of you sitting on this chair, you are so unique. You are so loved by God.
当我看到我们在座的诸位，我都感觉到神是如此的爱你们，你们是如此的独特。
I can see the fingerprints of God on your life.
我可以看到神在你的生命中留下的手印。
In fact, if you just think back of years past, how God has blessed us as a church to go through this process of building, you see miracles after miracles and lives change one after another because there are fingerprints of God in this process.
那么回顾这么多年来神在我们这个教会的施工，我们都可以从方方面面看到神在我们的生命留下的指引。
We just went down to Houston and OKC to begin application of our citizenship, and one of the requirements is to do the fingerprinting service.
我们在过去的几天刚刚去 Houston 去 OKC 啊，去进行了我们要成为公民的一些仪式，那我们呢就打了指纹印。
And I want to tell you how you needOur fingers prints are.
我可以告诉你们，我们的指印是多么的独特。
There is not any one person in this world out of 5 billion people that you will find fingerprints to be exactly like yours.
那么在这个世界上50亿人中间，没有两个人的指印是同样的。
And that's the reason why they use it as a way of identification to make sure there's no fake applications or other reasons.
这就是为什么我们在这个申请公民的过程中呢，打指印成了我们的一个过程之一。
But there is a lot of uniqueness about you, that you alone is the making of the God's hand.
那么在你的生命中有许多独特，可以反映为什么说你是神他唯一的杰作。
In fact, since the first beat of your heart, there begins the design and the miraculous work of God's hands in your life.
那么其实在你的心脏开始跳动的第一次跳动呢，神就在你的生命中创造了唯一的杰作。
You are the masterpiece. You each individually are a masterpiece.Of God's word, of His hands.
我们每一个人呢，都是神他唯一的杰作。
He knows you by name. He knows the number of hairs that you have on your head.
他知道我们每个人的名字，知道我们每个人头上的头发有多少根。
He knows every little bit of your needs in your life.
他知道我们生命中每一个微小的需求。
And when you don't know what the future holds, He holds the future.
当我们不知道未来是什么的时候，他为我们创造未来。
And it is out of that uniqueness that He has created you, that He has a plan for you, and that He wanted to love you, and He wanted to save you. That's why He sent His Son Jesus Christ onto this earth to die on that cross and to redeem.
这是因为你是神唯一的杰作，所以呢，神他爱你，他救赎你，他赦免你。
God help us as a church to go through this building process, never for the sake of the physical building itself, but for the purpose of allowing us to experiencing Him in a very unique and personal and special way, that we will see that this fingerprint that has been laid on this building, that no one else in this world would ever experience as personal as we have, as we have walked with God in the years past.
那么神给我们意象，让我们修建的这个堂，那么不是为了这个建筑本身，而是要让我们在这个建筑它的堂中间经历神，让神呢，让我们感觉到神在我们生命中留下的指印。
What's interesting is when God makes you so unique as you are, yet you are not perfect.
那么虽然神他创造了你独特，但是呢，你并不是完美的。
We each carry our individual imperfections.
我们每个人呢，都有我们自己个人的完美。
And there are problems when we have, as we come to know Him and experience Him and desire to grow in Him, we come to know that the more we try to walk with Him, that there is more imperfections that He wants to purge out of our lives. The impurities in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in our words, in all of the things that we have done that are against His words, He will purge them a little bit here and there until we become more and more like Christ every day.
但是呢，神他就是让我们在经历他的过程中呢，让我们认识到他的不完美，那么让我们认识到只有通过神他的大能，才能够让我们变得一点一点的成熟完美起来。
We've seen that process of perfection in the lives of many individuals in the Bible.
那么我们在圣经中也看到很多的人物呢，他们也经历了这样一个过程。
You perhaps see it most clearly in the life of Samuel.
那么特别是在撒母耳，他的生命中呢，经历了神的这种大能。
Who in his process, as he grew to know the voice of God, desired to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the man.
那么撒母耳呢，他在与神经历神的过程中呢，他找到了神对他的恩典，神对他的对他长进的保守。
In fact, in the same manner, the Lord Jesus Christ was growing as he was a child, that he was also growing in his stature and in favor with God and with man.
那么在撒母耳他从小长大的过程中呢，都经历了神的恩典，神的慈爱。
all the imperfections and the shortcomings and weaknesses that we each have is not what God wants you to have forever. He is just putting them there as a process for you to learn and for you to grow and for you to come to understand and for you to overcome until the day that Christ comes.
那么我们的这种幼稚，我们的不成熟，神呢，他是让我们经历这个过程，然后慢慢的成长，一直到基督再世的来临。
That's why we Christians are often referring this as the process of sanctification.
那么这就是我们基督徒常常提到的这种成熟的过程。
It's a journey that we each take to exercise our faith daily in our walk with Christ.
这个在我们基督徒与神共行慢慢转成长的过程中呢，是一个必经的过程。
And you know what? God is patient with us.
知道吗？神他是忍耐的。
Not only that, God is a God of second chance.
神他是给我们再次机会的神。
That when we failed, that we have an opportunity to seek after him.
那么当我们失败跌倒的时候呢，我们有机会再去寻求他。
Because our God is a God that keeps covenants. If you read verse 14 and 15 of the 2 Chronicles 6.
那么我们的神呢，他是有和我们有约的神。那么就是在这个历代志下第六章
14和15节 which reads that Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth.You who keep your covenant of love with your servant. He keeps the covenant. He is a covenant keeper and a covenant maker.
那么神他是一个守约的神，在这个历代志下第六章第十四节他说，耶和华以色列的神啊，天上地下没有神可与你相比，你向那尽心行在你面前的仆人守约施慈爱。
And it continues on verse 15 and says, With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today.
那么在十五节他继续这么说，像你仆人我父大卫所应许的话，现在应验了，你亲口应许，亲手成就，正如今日一样。
In other words, if God says what he wanted to do, he will make sure it will get done.
那么换句话说，神他应许的，他一定会让你成就。
God has the power to forgive, and if you confess your sins and you come before Him, He will forgive.
那么神呢，也是一个宽恕的神。如果你向神阐述宽恕的话，神他会宽恕你。
If God sees in your life that there is purposes for your lives that He wants you to go through the process of taking away those areas of imperfections and weaknesses and impurities in your lives, that if you are willing.To say, God, use me, change me, mold me, and make me to be more like your son, Jesus Christ. He will do it.
那么神在成就我们的过程中呢，让我们一点一点的改变我们的缺点，我们的不完美。然后呢，他宽恕我们，造造我们，改变我们，让我们变得像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
You see, there is another analogy in the Bible where it refers to us as the clay and God as the potter.
那么正如圣经中提到，我们作为人是泥土，神他是造筑工。
And that if we are willing to let God put us in His mold,
如果我们愿意把我们自己放在神的祷告中间，
For him to shape our lives with his own hand,
让他用他的双手来造造我们。
As he revealed his purpose and his vision to your lives,
那么让神呢向我们显示他对我们生命的目的和目标。
That he will go through his purpose, his process, patiently, seeing you as a clay in his hands, and he as a potter will mold you.Little bit here and there until you goes into the very shape for the purpose and the use in his household.
那么他会一点一点的造造我们，让我们成形，让我们变成他想要的形状。
And that's what this building is all about.
这就是我们这个堂的目的所在。
is the testimonies that you heard a moment ago and the many more testimonies, many lives that have been impacted through this ministry who have come to a realization that there is only one point and one direction that one can take and focus on and see, God, you take us.
这就是我们听到的刚才啊这些见证目的所在，那么也就是我们这个堂存在的目的所在，那就是神他有他的目标。
We are the work of his hand.
我们是神他的工作。
And when he builds you, when you are done with you, he breaks the mold.
当神造造完你以后，他把那个模子打破。
There is no other individual in this world that will be able to fulfill the very purpose of life that he has for you than the next person sitting next to you.
那么在这个世界上没有另外一个人能够完成神想要成就你的大能。
So you have to make that decision for yourself that today as you come to this house of God that you know I'm hoping that by this mere sharing of the word of God that you know that he indeed cares about you.
所以当我们来到这个殿堂的时候，我们要明白神他爱我们，关心我们，他对我们每个在座诸位都有他的目的。
And that he desires for you to come into the right relationship with him.
他希望你能够和他成就一个个人的关系。
By simply stating to him, God, I'm a sinner.
只是告诉神，神啊，我是一个罪人。
And I want to be molded by you so that I can live out my purpose in my life.
我求神改变我，造造我，让我成就你理想让我做的事。
He will forgive.
他会宽恕我们。
And he will save.
他会赦免我们。
And he alone can save.
只有他唯一才能可以赦免我们。
Because Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life.
因为耶稣基督他是唯一的道路方向。
In fact, as a conclusion, let me refer you to Jesus Christ as relationship to a building.
那么在结束的过程中呢，我想说明一下这个神和我们这个建筑，我们这个堂的关系。
We all know that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
我们知道耶稣基督他是我们教会的首领。
And as the head, he indeed also is the architect and the builder of his church.
那么他也是我们这个堂的建筑师、建筑商。
He is the one that lays the foundation of his own church. In fact, the Bible says he is the sure foundation.
那么是他呢给我们教会建立了一个稳定的基石。
Jesus is the cornerstone of the church.
耶稣基督是我们这个堂的基石。
The Bible says specifically that he is the chosen and the precious cornerstone.
那么圣经上也说唯有耶稣基督他是唯一的基石。
He is the gate.
他是我们的大门。
A gate that opens to all.
向所有的人敞开的大门。
A gate that protects and that processes those that will come in.
这个大门呢，它保护和保护想要进来的人。
And today may be the time that you would enter that gate.
那么今天就是你要进入这个大门的时候。
That as you make the decision and say, now I know that my life is the work of God's hands.
那么当你知道了你自己的生命，你自己的生活是神的工作的时候。
That I want to come to know him, so that I can be a part of his kingdom.
我想认识他，成为他国度里的一员。
And if you can make that commitment, that today may be the day that we will see that this building for his true purpose.
如果你今天能够委身于神的话，那么我们就能够看到这个堂它的目的。
It is all about you.And it is all about me.
这个堂是关于我，关于你。
And those that are your loved ones, and those that you meet in the marketplace, in the communities, allowing them to come and see the one and only true God.
是关于我们所爱的众人，你在市场、在社区所碰到的任何人。
at the next moment when we have the time of invitation. I want to ask you this one more question. Are you really seeking the Lord?
那么在我们呼召的时候，我要给大家提一个问题，你真是在寻求神吗？
Because if you really are, I hope today you know that He has a purpose and a plan for you.
那么如果你真是在寻求神的话，我想让你知道，神他对你的生活有目的。
A purpose and a plan for you that will prosper you.
那么这个目的，这个计划呢，它会让你繁荣昌盛。
A step where you can take so that you can begin the process of seeing God's working in your life.
那么在这个过程中呢，你可以看到神在你的生命中他的大能。
And that in the end, you will find yourselves to become the work of His hands, as this building is the work of His hands.
那么在最后你会看到你是神的工作，就像我们这个堂是神的工作一样。
Some of you perhaps has been a believers.
那么我们当然在座呢，有的很多都是信徒。
But you know what? You are saved to serve.
那么你知道吗？你被神赦免是为了向神施工。
You are saved to serve Him so that in the process of serving that you will become more like Christ going through that process of molding or being used by the potter.
那么在你侍奉神的这个工程中呢，你会渐渐的越来越变得像耶稣基督一样。
This church family has gone through the process of walking with God very intimately.
我们这个教会呢，经历了和神亲密同行的过程。
And maybe today is the time for you to see God working and that you desire to be changed by Him in the process of beingIn an intimate touch of God's fingerprints.
那么在这个过程中呢，我们会渐渐看到神他在你的生命中留下这个指印，这种亲密。
Serve Him in and through this ministry.
那么侍奉他，通过我们这个教会。
But as if you are in the process of serving, perhaps you have gone through process of discouragement, of disappointment.Because there are times when we face challenges and struggles that we don't understand in this life.
那么也许在我们侍奉神的过程中呢，我们会经历失败，经历失望。
Or just at this time.
或者说在现在。
That God is a God of encourager.
但是呢，神他是一个鼓励的神。
He is a comforter.
他是安慰。
He is a healer.
他是一个。Healer,
医治者
sorry.
He's a protector.
他是保护者。
He's one that can make you complete.
他会让你变得完全的神。
That today be the day that we make the decision for Christ.
那么今天就是我们做出一个决定的时候。
And let us stand as we sing the song of invitation. And I'll be down here to receive you.